Ladies and gentlemen, that was actually, we're getting actually two commentaries.
Yes.
Today,
well, I was actually going to tie the two together.
All right. Well, let's begin.
I was going to tie a local issue, which is Amendment 1, to an international issue, which is when did Biden get COVID?
There we go. Let's go.
Because we have video of Biden giving speeches in the Middle East where he looks absolutely terrible. He's coughing. He says he has headaches. And the fact that he's incoherent is not newsworthy, but the fact that he looked so terrible and was coughing and had headaches. So here he is in the Middle East meeting with all these dignitaries, and it could be that he had COVID at that time. And the French lady that acts as his news person, when asked when did he get it, said, "I don't think it matters," and then wouldn't answer the question about when did he actually get COVID. So it's quite possible that during his international travels that he was going from one super spreader event to the other, and he was a super spreader. But Michael, let's review our own coverage of COVID since the beginning of it. In March of 2020, I suggested that ultimately herd immunity would be what resolves this COVID problem. And I said that because I said at the time, I went back and looked at other pandemics, and I said, unless this is a man-made pandemic that doesn't react to the way that previous pandemics have acted, that it'll take herd immunity. Then in January of this year, I pointed out that in 2021, 600,000 people died from COVID versus 400,000 people in 2020. And so at that point, I questioned the efficacy of the vaccine itself. Now there are articles where there are actually stories saying that the vaccine and especially the boosters may provide a short-term boost in immunity, but when it wears off, your immune system is weaker than it was before you did the booster. And so consequently, these boosters long-term are actually bad for you. They're not good for you. And we also know from all the data that unless you're over 75 and have comorbidities, you're not greatly at risk from COVID in the first place. And if you're under 40 and don't have comorbidities, you're really not at risk. And if you're under 20, it's more likely that if you have no comorbidities, it's more likely that you'll be killed if you're struck by lightning than dying from COVID. And yet the Biden administration, in face of all of this evidence, is still trying to force people and trying to force children to take a COVID vaccine and boosters that there's plenty of science there now that says that it may actually be quite harmful to them. So I'm trying to tie this together in the sense that our local government is trying to take power away from the people by having this terrible Amendment 1 ratified. So I'm encouraging all of our listeners to go vote to not ratify it and to tell all their friends to go and vote, do not ratify. But I'm also pointing out that our national government with Biden is trying to use every single excuse to proclaim a national emergency and bring power to the executive branch. And the Democrat Party and the media seem to be perfectly fine with Biden trying to do that in the face of now more and more evidence that his COVID policies have been an absolute disaster.
And that is a strong commentary today, July 22nd, from Carmichael.